from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Let's talk some Chiefs football, because it's that time of the offseason where you start to get more and more of these evaluations of how rosters are built in the league. And ESPN was going through the under 25 portion of the Chiefs roster and every team's roster. And the Chiefs came in middle of the pack, 14th on this list. Now they're in front of a couple contending teams like the Texans, the Lions, the Ravens. They're just ahead of them. Last year, the Chiefs had the 9th best under 25 group in the NFL, according to ESPN. Last year, though, it had Trip McDuffie and Carl Loftus and Pacheco and Creed and Trey Smith and Rashee Rice going into the season. Well, Pacheco, Creed, and Trey Smith are not part of the under 25 club anymore. So you're talking about McDuffie and Carl Loftus leading the group of under 25 on this team. And then after that, it's whether or not you believe in other players taking steps forward. Brian Cook would fit. Jamari Connor, Joshua Williams, who we talked about yesterday. Nick Bolton. I already mentioned Carl Loftus. Then you have Rashee Rice. Do you believe in Xavier Worthy? Like,
Kingsley, who, by the way, just turned 21 a couple months ago.
Suamataia, is he the starting left tackle? Like, this under 25 group has a chance to be much higher a year from now. There's a lot of unproven numbers on the back end of this at the rookie class, right? So I don't have an issue. This is not something that matters ranking wise, but it matters of how they continue to build out this dynasty, right? Got to keep having kind of the building up this funnel of under 25-year-old players on the team if you want to continue to have the dynasties, because you're not going to be able to pay everybody. We already just saw that with the Legarius Sneed trade. So you got to have this funnel of young players. Look, they lose Sneed. Well, they have Trent McDuffie already there. He's one of the best corners in all of football. Carl Loftus, they're not paying him big money yet. He's under 25, and he was a double-digit sack guy a year ago.
And they're trending younger and younger. It's already one of the youngest football teams. But then you have Kingsley and Xavier Worthy. Both of them are just 21 years old, which is crazy. That's going to bring that number down for the Kansas City Chiefs. And I love this. How many guys do you think this team has over 30 years old?
Well, Kelsey, Chris Jones is about to cross over, right? If he hasn't.
Well, Deion Bush, technically, because he's 30. But
like not eight, many, man. Seven? James Winchester's probably part of that group.
Winchester is, but again, you're a long snapper. It doesn't matter. No, Butker's like 28 or 29.
Still
10 or fewer. Okay. Yeah, it's like 7 or fewer, 10 or fewer. What's the answer? Do you have?
Let's see. Well, I mean, they got some guys that were on the practice squad, but I'm talking just over 30 years old that actually contribute to this team. Kelsey, obviously, Chris Jones.
Right.
That's about it, because they're an under 30 group, man. Oh, 30. Carson Wentz is 31. he's going to add to it.
There you go.
James Winchester is actually 34, but Butker, I do believe, is still pretty young. He's 28, believe it or not.
Not keeping track of kickers' ages in the league, so no.
It is interesting how two of the biggest needs or the biggest question marks, cornerback two and left tackle, those positions, guys who would be filling those positions, are mentioned in this group with Kingsley Nwanye and then, you know, Joshua Williams, Chimari Connor, younger guys that
you build your team around those important, impactful positions. You're mentioning left tackle, which of course would fit in that, but also, look, your team is built around Mahomes and Travis Kelce and Chris Jones. And when you start looking at, as you said, Bink, the fifth youngest roster a year ago,
incredibly young. And
they just got younger. Other than adding Carson Wentz, they just got younger.
Yeah. You had two 21 year olds. When it was right, Xavier Worthy wouldn't even be able to drink a beer until like right during the draft, right a little bit before the draft, I think.
Thinking of Xavier Worthy, there was an Instagram video yesterday. He was doing like a partnership with Whataburger. You know, obviously they have him partnering up, and he was doing a video like some patty melt sandwich or something, right? I guess that Whataburger has. It drew your smile. I don't know if you saw it. And it was funny. So initially he was just like answering like questions that they fed him. And so it would be like, you know, how do you enjoy your time in Kansas City so far? And he's like, not too bad, except for my car getting stolen.
Right.
I should have just pulled the audio because it's not funny his car got stolen, but just funny. It was like, yeah, it's like when you guys asked me, you were like, oh, how was your time in Wichita? Someone got murdered at my station. Like it's like this. It's
I remember
the same,
getting that call from
it's,
you.
It's the same thing. And then later on, the other part was funny is he's like, man, I've never tried this patty melt before. Let me see it. He's like, man, this is really good. And then at the very end of the video, he's like, my favorite sandwich is the patty melt. 30 seconds earlier, he said he had never had the sandwich before. It's already his favorite sandwich. Anyway, I'm just giving him a hard time.
Great.
Oh, by the way, Xavier Worthy, he was 20 when they drafted him. He turned 27 at the end of the draft because he's 25 to the 27th. So technically, when the Chiefs drafted him, he was only 20, which is insane. That's how young he was. So, I mean, 20 years old, first round pick?
That's how this window extends out.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.